Burlington's City Hall Park closed in July for a big renovation. The park, which hosted events like the Summer Farmers Market, was also a place where many homeless people spent their days, and with the park's closure, they've had to relocate. The displacement has led to an uptick in problems downtown, according to some business owners, and they want new rules to stop the disruptive behavior. As VPR's Liam Elder Connors reports, it's the latest chapter in a long-standing debate.
There's a chain-link fence running all the way around City Hall Park downtown. A group of three people sit against it, a few yards away from the bustle of shoppers.
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing?
Good. I'm a reporter. I'm writing about, like,
the man sitting in the middle of the group goes by Dragon. That's the only name he gives me. He's sitting on a lawn chair that's low to the ground, smoking a cigarette. He's homeless, and he used to hang out at the park.
And now I saw the city put up the fence here.
Oh, yeah, they're trying to deter the homeless. I'm not having that. But I come here every morning at 5 o'clock, 4:30, 5 o'clock. I'm here. I'll sit right here and dare anyone try to move me.
Dragon says he doesn't think the city cares about homeless people.
They look down on us. They think they walk around. Scourge of society. No, we're not.
Up the street at the pizza joint Paisano's, Zoe Gagnon is serving some customers.
Let me just pull these slices out.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Gagnon's the general manager. She says since the park closed, more homeless and transient people have been hanging out in front of the restaurant.
When there's 15 people sitting out there and they're asking everybody, hey, can I get money? Can I get a cigarette? It's like paying customers don't want to walk in.
Gagnon's concern is shared by others in the business community, who say unruly behavior by homeless and transient people is worse this summer than past years. Burlington police say incidents involving homeless people appear to be trending up. However, Deputy Chief John Murad cautions the department doesn't have hard data.
Anecdotally, we have felt that there's been an increase in some of these kinds of calls. Whether that truly means an increase or whether that has to do with a perception of increase is an open question.
Kelly Devine, Executive Director of the Burlington Business Association, says these problems are seasonal and tend to peak in the summer. She says the city needs to have a conversation about what behavior should be allowed downtown.
Regardless of whether you're housed or whether you have other mitigating issues, it's really about how you behave when you're in the public space. Are you screaming at the top of your lungs and yelling at people and swearing? And do we as a community think that that's okay?
Some in the business community are asking for action. The Church Street Marketplace Commission asked the city to consider three ordinances: a ban on off-premise alcohol sales before 10 a.m. and prohibiting portable seating and sleeping downtown. Jeff Nick, chair of the commission, says the proposals are meant to prevent disruptive behavior.
Spending the entire day sitting on a milk crate or laying on a blanket or falling asleep on the blanket just feels like a come out of an antisocial behavior that really goes back to our mission, which is keeping the street vibrant, clean, and safe.
Sleeping and sitting should never be a crime, especially on a public street.
Jay Diaz is a staff attorney at the ACLU of Vermont.
Whatever their intention is, these will clearly disproportionately impact people who are experiencing homelessness and who are in poverty.
Burlington has been grappling with issues related to homelessness for years, like how to expand access to public bathrooms. But the city, widely seen as a bastion of liberal politics, has faced lawsuits from the ACLU over its treatment of low-income residents. In a recently settled case, the ACLU sued on behalf of a man barred from City Hall Park. The settlement requires the city to rewrite its no trespass ordinance. In a separate case, the ACLU contends the city violated the rights of a man when he was kicked off an encampment on city property. Jesse Tipton, along with his dog Sadie and five other people, live at a small encampment in Burlington, nestled away in a pocket of trees. Near a picnic table in the middle of the makeshift campsite is a sign that reads, "Welcome to Jesterville, capital of Tipton County. Please register at Sheriff's Office."
No, we just made it up.
Tipton has been homeless off and on for most of his life. The latest stint began after he got divorced 4 years ago. The 53-year-old veteran says he has a housing voucher through the VA, but he hasn't been able to find a place.
Since I've been outside for so long, you know, I have no rental history, and I got an 80-pound dog, so, you know, not a lot of landlords want to rent to me.
Tipton says the people who cause problems downtown are just a small portion of the homeless community, and some aren't even homeless.
For the most part, we're good people. We are. We're decent, good people. You know, we're just poorer than they are.
Tipton says relations with the city have been getting better. He's even comfortable calling the cops if there's a problem at camp. But Tipton says there's still tension between the homeless and business community.
If we sit for too long on the benches, they try to run us off. And we have nowhere else to go sit. And I realize that there's parts of our communities that, you know, hang out in their doorways and sponge off their customers right in front of their doors. And I agree that should stop. So let's coordinate, get together so you get some space and we get some space.
For now, city leaders have tapped the brakes on the new rules put forward by the Church Street Marketplace Commission. City Councilor Chip Mason, the chair of the Ordinance Committee, says he's not aware of any plans to bring the proposals to the floor.
I'm not comfortable sort of the Ordinance Committee on its own taking up these fixes without a broader discussion of what are the problems and what are the right fixes that you know, satisfy a broader constituency.
Tipton, who lives in an encampment, says he's glad that at least for now, city leaders seem willing to listen. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.